Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Our reporter, Karinda Jagmohan, was there earlier on today. She is currently, though, at Crown Mines. And I just want to touch base with her quickly. Karinda, a very good evening to you. And thank you so much for talking to us.
Hi, Pamela. Yes, I can hear you now. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for connecting with us. I believe that you are currently at the Crown Mines. We saw...
Yes, I'm currently at the crime scene. It's in the near the Crown Mine area of Johannesburg, quite a busy road. And what we know so far is that five suspected cash-in-transit robbers have been killed in a shootout with police. And the crime scene is still active in terms of the bodies are still in the car. Another suspect's body is nearby the car and another just away from the crime scene. The entire place has been cordoned off. And from what we understand, these suspects have been linked to similar crimes in KwaZulu-Natal and were tracked via crime intelligence, or rather officials tracked their vehicle from KwaZulu-Natal to Gauteng. And we understand that they were also involved in crimes here in Gauteng. We understand that during while police were tracking this car, a shootout ensued, and actually the suspects also tried to run away from the car once their car smashed into a barrier. They were all, as police say, fatally wounded, and that currently they're now still at the crime scene undertaking these investigations.
Is there a cash van nearby? So what was the target?
At this point, it's understood there's no target, but we understand that police rather were following the vehicle. So they had tracked down their vehicle, and that is how they followed the suspects here. They weren't necessarily undertaking undertaking a robbery. So there's no CIT vehicle around. But we understand that they were tracked from KwaZulu-Natal with both police units working together and essentially following these suspects through the country to Gauteng and following their car. The car itself is what was linked to previous CIT crimes in KwaZulu-Natal.
So it was not an active cash and transit robbery. They were just under surveillance by the police.
Yes, under surveillance.
And nobody has survived, as far as we know.
As far as we know, no one has survived. However, we did ask questions to the Gauteng Police Commissioner about any suspects that might be or that police might still be searching for. And we understand that he couldn't rule out that, there were, or he said that they could be still searching for more suspects as well. And at this point, we understand that he did also emphasize that both KZN, the KZN Crime Intelligence Unit, working closely with their counterparts in Gauteng to actually see how these suspects are moving around the country, essentially, and that is how they are starting to track their vehicle.
So, as you said, you know, the crime scene is still quite active. The bodies are still there. You said it was five suspects?
At this point, police are... Excuse me, Pamela, it's been quite a rainy evening. Mm. At this point, police are...
I think that line is failing us because there are many other people around that vicinity, and perhaps the network is not holding up. Karinda, are you able to hear me?
I can hear you again. Apologies. It's been quite a rainy evening.
Yes.
So our reception is all over the place. At this point, police are still, they're still cordoned off the scene. They're undertaking their investigation still. And actually, at this point, there's quite a lot of traffic around the road because they've yet to remove the bodies from the vehicle. As I sit here in our vehicle, I can actually see the suspect's bodies in the vehicle, and we understand that two other men are just nearby as well. They had attempted to flee when their car crashed into a barrier.
All right. Karinda, let me just quickly also take you back to the other protest that you witnessed earlier on in Sepisong. Maybe your own recap of what happened there. We just spoke to Isaac Mangena, who said things were, I suppose, calm. Just maybe give me a sense of whether things
Indeed,
were calm when you left.
I apologize, I do keep losing you. With regards to Sepisong, we did attend some of the protests that actually happened in the afternoon. At that point, there were a number of police vehicles around the R558 road where most of the protests had been taking place. And while we understand that City Power is embarking on operations to disconnect illegal electricity connections, some of the residents say that they're not part of those that are actually using electricity illegally. They say that there's a new settlement that has come up in the area, and they claim that government's failure to actually intervene in that regard and ensure that there's no illegal electricity used there is what has actually led to this incident. City Power, as they say, only 3% of the residents of the area are using electricity legally, but many of them deny this, and they actually say that going forward there should be more municipal intervention to ensure that other settlements that are sort of mushrooming very suddenly, that an intervention takes place there. So they say they've been waiting for housing for a very long time, and at this point, their protests come after, they say there are, you know, months where there are bouts of disruptions regarding electricity, and it's becoming increasingly frustrating.
All right. I'll leave you there, Corinda, because I know that it's quite difficult to hear me. Corinda Hyokmahan, who is currently out at Crown Mines, where there is an active crime scene. Five suspects have been shot and killed by the police. They have been under surveillance for some time, all the way from KZN, and they seem to have been linked to other robberies, cash and transit robberies. And so we'll get more details as the story develops, but the crime scene is still very active. And Corinda, our reporter, will bring that to us as soon as she gets more details.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.